Welcome to Bible Curious Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Lee Lyons, and I am so excited about today's episode. We're talking about kingdom consciousness. God has been speaking so clearly to me about this. And when I sat down to write the episode script and write down notes on what I wanted to talk about, when I tell you that God was sending the messages through so and outlining in detail everything that I meant to share with you guys, like it was so potent. And it actually was happening during a fast. So I fasted yesterday, so things were super clear. And I had just such revelation that I knew I had to share with you all. So we're going to be talking about trying our best to fathom big and infinite God really is, and what relationship and communion with God actually mean, and how things like religion and other kinds of beliefs are maybe keeping God in a box. We're going to be talking about this new understanding that came through for me on what God's kingdom is and how we really are a part of this mass awakening, and how God loves us so much and he wants us to be so, I don't want to use the word prosperous in like a financial way, but he wants us to be so happy and joyful and in such peace. And he provides this kingdom for us to be a part of. And it really is the key to peace, to joy, to God's favor, to blessings. And yes, the favor, the financial favor as well. That's all in the kingdom. So God really wanted me to share this topic today. You know what? I'll be real. I've been going through it. So me and God have been having a lot of chats lately, and think that one of the things that I've been learning and needing to really focus on is that infinite, large, like powerful capacity that God has. It's actually unfathomable. So I think he's been showing me that I need to see him in a different light, because I have been feeling stuck. I've been making up these rules in my head about what needs to happen before I can do all the things I want, to have all the things I want in my life, to be happy, to have a good relationship with God, to be the woman I want to be next. And I talked a little bit last episode, actually the episode before that, during my baptism episode, about the woman I want to become. But I had all these structures and rules that I set up in my mind around how that has to happen. And deep down, what this really is a spirit of discontentment. I was really like feeling sorry for myself and complaining and being such a victim. And then after my baptism, I really was awakened to the fact that I'm not a victim, and God's miracles surpass all earthly rules that I'm setting up for myself. There's no if this, then that with God. There are no rules. There's rules, as in there are commandments and there's obedience, and obviously we need to abide to those. But what I mean is, God is above the matrix. He's above math. He's above physics. He's above science. He's above government. He's above processes. He's above structures. He's above the rules and lies and processes that we create in our minds. And I think that the Bible, we'll talk a little bit more about this, but I just believe that the Bible it's so personified, it's so written for humans, but there's the supernatural of the Bible between the lines, that when we can really tune into that, that is the answer. And yes, Jesus was a person, but we forget God is not the nature. God is not a person. God is the nature of Jesus. God is infinite. God is everything. This is such a bad example, and I might get some hate for this, but think of like how much information ChatGPT knows. It's like he knows everything at all times about all things. God is like a trillion gazillion times more than that. And he's the one that causes the physical manifestation, like materialization and the movement in the universe, all ChatGPT can do is tell you stuff. But God does the stuff, creates the stuff, does everything. So it's unfathomable. Like it's because I'm always like, how can ChatGPT even work? Like boggles my mind. How does it know everything? I mean, such a bad example. Anyways, you get what I'm trying to say. It is like unfathomable. But anyways, I've been going on this personal journey with God and really trying to understand just his infinite power and really trying to expand my consciousness. And he's been trying to expand my consciousness to understand a little bit more of that capacity and to see the fuller power and how to be in relationship with him on a higher level. Because if we don't know him or understand his infinite nature, and we're just seeing this very basic, if I pray, I get this. If I'm good, I have a good life. Like, I think, especially if you've come from New Age spirituality where it's about manifestation and vibes and magnetism, and if you think a good thought, you get a good thing. But like, God is bigger than that. So if we don't know him and understand or try to understand that on a deeper level, how can we be in deep communion with him? So I want so badly to understand the authority and the will that God has given me. But if we keep shrinking them down, we're shrinking ourselves down. We're shrinking down the authority. And, you know, God has gifted us the Holy Spirit. It's inside of us. We have so many authorities through God. And if we don't understand how big that is, then we are going to shrink down and we're not going to live the lives that we want. And B, we're not going to be fulfilling the will that God has for us, which is the most important part. So in prayer after my baptism, I think I mentioned this to you guys, but God really mentioned that I meant to be living a bigger life. And I have, again, put up these structures and confines because I've put God in a box. So I'm really, really, really excited to break through those barricades. And as I, like I said, as I was writing this episode, I had so many breakthroughs and I want to share them with you guys. Like, remember, like we have the ability to heal each other, to slay demons, to perform miracles. Jesus himself said that those who believe in him would do the works. And he actually said we would do even greater works. So this is in John 14, 12. He says, "Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and they will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father." So through the Holy Spirit, we have this capacity. God wants us to use it. God wants us to use the powers. God wants us to slay demons. God wants us to, we're not creating miracles, but we're allowing God to create miracles through us. Everything is done through us. We are vessels for these things. But again, if we don't understand that, then we are not able to let God do those works through us. So 1 Corinthians 12, 7 to 10. This is Apostle Paul writing about the gift of the Holy Spirit. He says, "Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing by that same one Spirit, to another, miraculous powers, to another, prophecy, to another, distinguishing between spirits, to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues." So there are all these different abilities that are given to us through the Holy Spirit, and we have to open up to them. So what I really, 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 really believe is that part of your will here on earth, part of my will here on earth, is that we are meant to help others expand their consciousness and to see the full picture of who God is and to expand their hearts, to expand the love here on earth. And if I didn't go through the darkness I've been through in my life, I wouldn't be doing this. Like, God has big plans for this journey of mine. And, you know, he has to bring me down to that pit sometimes. And I have been in the pit. I would say since I got baptized, I've been feeling real good. But before that, you guys, I'm telling you, it's been dark. So if you are in a place of darkness right now, try and find out from God what he has for you to learn and start sharing it. But I also, on that note, you may have noticed I've been very much MIA from Instagram and from literally basically just doing the podcast. And this is why. Until I could go out there and start doing things that I know will work to make money and build my business, I don't want to do that anymore. I did that for a long time and I burnt out. Obviously, with Chakra Girl being put to bed, which was my old new age business, it's been years now and I still have not fully gone out there to do what I'm meant to do, because I still don't fully know yet. And I know that this podcast is the tip of the iceberg. And I know that this is what I'm meant to be doing, but I feel like there's so much more. So what I've committed to doing, you know, when you see those things where it's like, disappear for 2 months and blah, 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 come back XYZ. That's what I'm doing. I'm disappearing. I'm going to stop trying to randomly post things and try and make sense of who my online persona is, without fully understanding what God's will for my life is. And I know that God's will for my life is to be doing what I'm doing with this podcast, but it's bigger than this. And I need to sort that out. So I know I've kind of just been not showing up, but this is intentional, because before it was like, oh, I should be posting, I should be doing this. That gave me so much stress, because I'm like, what do I post? Like, I don't want to say who am I online or who am I, because I know who I am. And I'm just not clear on what God wants me to do. So right now I'm like, rather than feeling the pressure of I should be doing this, I should be sharing more, I'm like, the podcast I know for sure is right. So I'm going to keep doing that 100%. And Instagram, I'm taking a break. Yeah, I just think I want to just get even more clear on what identity in Christ means. And we'll talk about that a little bit in today's episode, because being in God's kingdom and being a child of God and your true identity all go hand in hand. Oh, and it's funny because I somehow feel so much peace around it. Like, I would have been going a lot more bonkers if I didn't have God to get me through this like confusing limbo that my life is right now. But I'm excited to just spend my time on slaying demons, purifying my mind, purifying my heart, focusing on connecting to God, connecting to kingdom consciousness, fasting, and expanding. So if you're wondering where I am, that's where I'll be. And it's interesting, because I was like, well, God, I know you want me to be doing this podcast, but how am I going to promote the podcast if I'm not on Instagram or I'm not showing up? And I want to make it clear, like, God was the one who has said, rest, stop pressuring yourself. You know, you don't need to be doing this right now. You don't need to be posting. You don't need to be doing anything other than resting and talking to me right now. And that's so hard for me, because patience is not a fruit of the spirit that I have fully embodied yet, but I'm trying. And usually I'm like, okay, again, and that goes back to making these rules. Okay, I want to have XYZ in my life, so that means I need to do ABC. And those are things that I've done before that worked. They made me money. You know, they made me successful, but it was material success. It was not God's will. So I was saying to God, like, how am I going to promote this podcast? And he's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And somehow, even though I've not been posting on Instagram, over the last couple of weeks, we've had a 20% increase in downloads. So thank you all for listening. Send it to friends. If you want to post about it on social media, that would help me out. But yeah, like, it's just God is showing me, stop with the rules. Oh, my podcast can't grow unless I'm posting. Well, that's not true, because it's growing without me posting. So yeah, that's my little preamble. This is why, like, The reason I'm sharing all that with you guys is because this is where I am right now that has brought me to this new understanding of the kingdom that I'm sharing with you guys right now. So, and one of the first things God said to me when I started following God was the kingdom first. And I had never heard that term. And so I Googled it and I was like, okay, that is scripture. It is Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you. And I'm going to read you guys actually that full paragraph. So I'm going to read you Matthew 6:25-34 so that you get the context. So he said, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious. And the topic, the like title of this paragraph, this section is do not be anxious. I mean, that alone. So it says, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? So again, like why are you stressing about things and trying to figure them out? God is going to do that for you. And then he says, and which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Oh gosh, I get anxious about clothing all the time. So thank you for that reminder. And then it says, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not as much clothe you, O you of little faith? So basically, the grass dies and then it's not freaking out about when it's going to come back. The field's not like, where's my grass? Like freaking out. It knows it's going to come back. Therefore, do not be anxious saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things and our Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Tomorrow already knows what it needs to do. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Mic drop. I thought when I first heard the kingdom, I was like, oh, seek first the kingdom of God. So get to know God, build a relationship with God. And I thought it was just that act of loving and pursuing God. But now I see the kingdom as a place, a plane of consciousness, and almost an arrival where your heart is fully connected to God and it is a destination. It's not about going through the motions and pursuing, although you will be in the kingdom while you're doing that, but it is the result of the pursuing. So like as you are connecting to God, like you're sitting there doing the prayer and you're talking or you're, you know, trying to talk to him. When you feel that connection, that is being in the kingdom. And it's so hard to explain that until you feel it. But hopefully today, again, it's such an unfathomable thing. It's something you can't see. It's something you can't physically feel. So I'm trying my best with words to share it with you guys. It's when you're connected to God with your full spirit, a place of peace, love, joy, abundance, where all the miracles are possible. So I'm going to read John 4:23-24. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth. There's another translation in that basically says like in full spirit. It basically means your heart has to be in it when you're worshiping. You can't just be going through the motions. You have to be fully connected. It's like this switch turns on. And I get it. Sometimes definitely don't have it all the time. Sometimes I get stuck and I'm like doing all the things, but I don't feel that God is there. So don't feel guilty if you're in one of those seasons. Revelations 3:20, God says, look, I stand at the door and know if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. I love that so much because I think we're like that is the answer. Like God is there. He is at the door, but we need to knock. So when we accidentally depart from the kingdom, he comes back to get us and he is waiting. And we just need to get back on that plane of consciousness, of connection, and let him shine his light on us. So we need to see God as infinite, not just go through the motions. And we need to acknowledge that he's so much bigger than any darkness that we're facing. And then we need to worship with full spirit, not just, and it's hard because we get distracted. Come on, I get so distracted and I have so many things going on and I feel sorry for myself and I feel hopeless and I feel like I need XYZ and happen before I can have the life that I want. But there's a way to still surrender those things and worship in full spirit in those moments. And that is how you maintain that connection to the kingdom. So ask him to shine light on what is holding you back and, you know, he'll tell you. And then it will be very confronting. This literally happened to me a couple days ago. I was just not feeling God. And then today, gosh, today I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm in heaven on earth and God is so good. I've even had it where I wake up in the morning and I'm so distracted. I can't connect to God. I'm praying. I'm trying to do all the things. I'm like, oh, he's not here. I'm stressed. And then you know what I'll do? I know not everyone has this luxury, but I will have a nap. And I tell you, when I have a little nappy poo and then I wake up, and I obviously pray before I have my little nap, pray when I wake up, and I like whatever it is, I am back on that plane. I think there's something about that moment of almost like lucidity when we're first waking up that brings us a deeper connection. I don't know. That works for me anyways. But anyways, the other day I asked him to show me what was holding me back from that connection. I did like a deep prayer. You know how I told you guys I'm like going through, I'm like doing this, I'm like disappearing for 2 months and I've like set a date that I'm going to come back to Instagram, but I want to like understand what my path is. When I sat down and God basically told me to do that, he was like, okay, you're going to go on this healing journey and these are the steps you're going to take. And eventually you'll probably like take people on this as well. And so he really laid out these steps I needed to take. And of course, listen, I'm here like, you don't need to take steps, but it's not steps. It's things that I need to release and things that I need to do. So, and things I need to deprogram before I could be connected. So one of the things was a full surrender, like fully surrendering and telling God to tell me what is keeping me from him. And so I asked God that, and so he showed me, and lots of darkness happened. I don't know if this was demonic attack. God never does bad things. So I feel like God let some things happen in my day the other day to show me what I need to work on, what I need to release, what I need to. So like it was crazy. Like I got in a fight with my husband. I was like on Instagram having like major jealousy and envy. I had like some weird exchanges with people. And my poor doggy fell down the stairs. And I know God would never make my doggy fall down the stairs, but there were lessons in that somehow. Hard to explain. Anyways, so I sat with all these things. First I was like, okay, today's the worst. I should just go back to bed and like call it a day. But then I sat down with all these things and had a conversation with God and asked him what the heck it all meant. And he was showing, it was basically he was speeding up the process of what I needed to heal. And I faced the darkness. So in James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." So with God in that moment, I expanded my consciousness to see his bigger picture, because that is what expanded consciousness is. It's a wider range of awareness. It's seeing things from bird's eye view rather than from, you know, like right in front of it. And then as soon as I did that, as soon as I started to expand my consciousness and awareness and do that healing, I returned to the kingdom. I returned to that place of peace and love and faith and gratitude and joy. I had the best, like the next day, I had the best day. Like it was so good. And God actually showed me the scripture to share here. And at first I didn't really get it, but I'm going to explain. So it's Acts 7:49. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? And again, I didn't know why he showed me that. So I swear I don't work for ChatGPT, but I use ChatGPT to be like, what does this mean? Because I was reading it, my consciousness wasn't quite there. And I realized ChatGPT probably is a tool from the devil that stops us from expanding our consciousness. I'm sure if I just sat there with the scripture a little bit longer, I could have thought of it. But, you know, we're really just not thinking as much these days. I mean, at least I definitely know I need to chill on the ChatGPT. Anyways, this is what ChatGPT said. So he said, this passage is a quotation from the Old Testament, specifically Isaiah 66:1-2. It's part of a speech by Stephen, the first Christian martyr, addressing the Sanhedrin before he was stoned to death. I don't know if I said that right. Anyways, meaning of the passage, God's sovereignty and transcendence. So the verse emphasizes that God is not confined to physical buildings or temples. Heaven is described as his throne and the earth as his footstool, illustrating God's greatness and dominion over all creation. It suggests that no human-made structure can contain or fully represent God. Not a physical structure, or a mental structure that we've put in of beliefs of this can only happen when XYZ happens. And then it says, it said another thing that this scripture meant is that God's presence is not restricted to a single location, which is fine. And then the other one was call for spiritual worship. So by quoting the scripture, Stephen highlights the need for a deeper, more spiritual connection with God rather than relying solely on physical symbols or structures. And God desires a humble and contrite spirit more than ritualistic worship. So having this relationship to God is above religion, is above the church, is above all these things. Listen, yes, I go to church. I go there for the music, you guys. I'm there for the group worship and I'm there for the music. You can't just go to church and think that you're good, because without that relationship, like, it's nothing. I have scripture in here somewhere about that too. But anyway, we need to see the bigger picture. And in New Age spirituality, I actually used to talk about this all the time. And in New Age spirituality, we call it third dimensional consciousness versus fifth dimensional third dimensional consciousness versus fifth dimensional consciousness. So, you know, that is third dimensional consciousness. I always explain is like if a fly is in a house and he looks up at the ceiling and thinks it's the sky. But if he looks out, that's third dimensional consciousness. So those are the people who are living in the hamster wheel, think that they're victims, think that, you know, the government and the education system and the healthcare system are there to keep them safe. Like they don't see past what the news is telling them, basically. Fifth dimensional consciousness, I used to explain as a place where you see the world through pure love and where you can see things. So like I was saying, that fly was in the house thinking the ceiling was the sky, but you can see the sky. You know, you see the full picture. It's almost like you're up, you know, a million feet in the air and you can see the entire world and you can see what's going on. And I believe the bigger picture of what's happening in the world is the same process. So the darkness is bringing us light for good. So there's so much darkness going on. So it's like, if you can look at that from a bigger perspective, rather than this election, we need to do this and that, and that's what's going to change. God can only save us, you guys. So we need to look, okay, this is God's plan. We're going through this dark time because there is going to be this mass awakening to God. And you know, God never intended for darkness, but the fall with Adam and Eve, where all that happens, this is now his plan. We have free will and he doesn't want to take our free will away from us. So this is his master plan at allowing the devil to have a little bit of power. So the darkness that he brings returns people to the light. So once we, and then we are in the kingdom for good after that, and there's no more dark. And then I also like happened to open my page to Revelations 22.5, which says there will be no more light. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light and they will reign forever and ever. Right? Okay. So again, to get to the kingdom, there is going to be a little bit of darkness to go through sometimes. And that is, you know, it's like we have to face it and we have to see things from that higher consciousness. So again, if you're in a place of darkness, if you're in a place of waiting, if you're in a place of not understanding, you're in a place of confusion, that is going to usher the light in. So another thing I want to talk about, I've been wondering, like, is there a way to like manifest in a way that is godly and Bible aligned? And we did a whole episode on whether manifestation is demonic. Go listen to that one if you haven't listened. But obviously the intention of following God is not and should not be self-serving. It says in the Bible that God wants more than anything for us to serve one another and love one another. But we do live in a world where we were raised to be pretty selfish. That being said, God wants to provide for us. He wants to provide us with blessings and provisions. He wants us to have joy and peace and all of those things. You know, the enemy has really perverted the ideas of joy and peace and how we think they come, and that it's from material things and success and all these things. But if we can get clear on what God actually wants for us and what a prosperous, abundant, blessed life in God's favor and provision looks like, in an aligned way for God, in God's will, and we can get clear on that. I mean, I don't even know if we need to get clear on what it is, because it's going to be better than what we think. But if we stay in the kingdom, then that is what comes to us. I love Psalms 23. There's just a part, like Psalms 23 in general, I've memorized the whole thing. I'm obsessed with it. But I love the line that says, you prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. To honor me, you anoint my head with your oil. My cup overflows with your blessings and provisions. We are anointed as believers and our cups will overflow with blessings and provisions. It says it in the Bible. But what I said at the beginning, God is above science. Manifestation is science. It is if this then. And I believe that that is a part of the fallen world. So, you know, if I focus on this thing, my body will send out these waves of frequency, and then science will match up that frequency and pull these things to me. God is stronger than a magnet. God is stronger than physics. And I think manifestation is actually not that fascinating. Like, it's as interesting as 1 + 1 = 2. And it's to create material gain that can be taken away in a heartbeat, and the suffering and the pain and the loss of material things or statuses that we've created for ourselves, our false identities, the loss of that has more velocity than the initial gain, meaning the level of pain and sadness and confusion that I have felt over the last 3 years trying to like strip myself of who I thought I was. Probably if there was some way to measure this, has felt worse on the scale than the actual happiness, like the velocity of the happiness of actually having the things. Because even when I had the things, there was confusion and there was, you know, sadness and blah, blah, blah. But then I had to go through losing it. So it was like those things that I thought kept me happy, I realized didn't, which is a letdown. And then having to go through the loss of it. But through all that, understanding what actually makes you happy, which is being in the kingdom. So this is why they say manifestation is demonic, because you're worshiping something of the world and it comes with a price. And anything of the world is not from God. So being in the kingdom is what the real fruit is, the lasting fruit. John 15:16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." And again, this tells you that it is fruit that endures. It is not going to be taken away, because I actually had this revelation on the treadmill yesterday that when something good happens, or we receive a miracle from God, or something comes into our life and we're grateful for it, don't be grateful for the thing. Be grateful for God, because the thing will eventually go away. So for example, we're moving and I'm so excited that this amazing place came up, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this place is perfect. And in my mind, I'm just thinking of how I'm going to decorate and blah, 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 blah. I keep reminding myself, put that attention on God and say, thank you for always sustaining me. Thank you for always providing me exactly what I want, whether it's this house or something better later, or something not as good later that's catapulting me towards something better after. Put the gratitude that you're focusing on the thing towards God, because the thing will eventually go away. And the feeling and the gratitude and the love of God, and like being so grateful and feeling so loved, that is the lasting fruit. That feeling will never go away. And that feeling will always, that can show up at the drop of a hat, at the snap of a finger. New house can't show up at the drop of a hat or a snap of a finger, but that feeling can. That is the lasting fruit. And that is being tuned into the kingdom, realizing that God is the blessing, not the thing, and that God will never leave you or forsake you. I feel like I'm seeing things in a whole new light, you guys. And truly, like, anything is possible when you are plugged into the kingdom, and the peace, the joy, all of these things are worth so much more than any stupid thing you're trying to manifest. I'm sorry. Like, any material thing you're trying to manifest is nothing compared to that feeling. And I've said it numerous times that I don't have a testimony of, as soon as I started following God, I became a millionaire and my life became so much more clear and perfect. No, there is a sifting phase. There is a sifting period, but it is in truth. Everything is in truth rather than false identity. And I can tell you, after giving all those things up, I always say, like, I didn't lose these things. I gave them up intentionally. And that still caused a lot of pain on, like, for my ego and on this journey of finding who I am again. And it's a process. But I've never felt so much peace. I've never felt so sure. Things have never felt so real. So yeah, that's my testimony, guys. Actually, I have a full episode on my testimony if you haven't listened to it. But anyway, the Holy Spirit has just given us this possibility to access such higher consciousness. And I saw something on, I guess it was TikTok, because I haven't really been going on Instagram. And I haven't really been going on TikTok either. I've been pretty good. I've actually deleted the Instagram app from my phone, but then when I need to use it for my other business, I'll go on and post stuff, and then I'll delete it again. This is the level of restraint I need. Yes, I need to pray away my phone addiction, don't we all? So one thing I saw was, and I have not verified this, but it said one of the phrases that Jesus repeats the most in the Bible is, "Those who have ears to hear and the eyes to see." So Jesus uses these parables when he speaks, because if he were to tell us directly, A, the words wouldn't have as much potency, and B, the parables expand our consciousness, and C, if you're someone that does not have the consciousness to understand the parable, then it's not meant for you. So I don't want to say like something in the Bible is not meant for you, but it's not meant for you at that time. Let's put it that way. And one thing about the Bible is very personified. It's for everyone to read. It's, you know, the number one bestseller. It expands people's minds, but there's so many metaphors and prophecies and poetry. And you know that feeling where your brain hurts because you're trying to like understand something and wrap your brain around a big concept? That is how you expand your consciousness. And I think that is why the Bible is such a powerful, not the only reason why, but that is one of the reasons why the Bible is such a powerful tool, because it's like our consciousness keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. And you could read one of the books in the Bible and it could be like, meh, okay. And then you could read it a month later and be like, oh my goodness, this is profound, because you are expanding and expanding and expanding. And I think the kingdom is becoming easier to access. And we see people stepping outside of religion and into closer relationship with God, which, again, like I said, like religion can really create barricades. Non-denominational Christianity, I mean, it feels safe for me. It doesn't feel, I'm not, again, I've said like I don't really prescribe to being called a Christian. I'm like, I'm a follower of Christ. But I feel like there's such a weight with religion that I don't really subscribe to. It feels limiting. It feels...
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know, like a structure. And I'm watching, I think I mentioned this last time too. I'm watching The Chosen, and Jesus is a rebel. He's not about the structure. Obviously, he's about the commandments and, you know, following all the wisdom in the Bible, but there's so much BS and like red tape. And I don't know. It's just, yeah, I mean, again, I'm there for the music, but I feel like also devil knows that we're becoming closer to God, which is why there's these 5G towers going up everywhere, trying to fry our brains, and social media is trying to fry our brains. There is just such a spiritual war going on, but God is winning. God is always going to win. But so it's like the Bible is expanding our consciousness. The more people that expand their consciousness, the more people that are getting outside of the confines of if this, then that, or out of the confines of religion and building a deeper relationship with God. I'm not saying you can't build a deep relationship with God and subscribe to Christianity or religion. I'm not saying that at all. I'm sorry if it came off that way. But for people who are not in it with full spirit and are just kind of going through the motions, it can be a crutch. And it can, yeah, they can be like, no, I'm good. I checked off my box. I went to church. I read a chapter of my Bible or whatever. And it can, yeah, I mean, like, oh, I, you know, handed out pamphlets for my church. I'm good. You know, like, I don't know. I'm minimalizing this because I have not had a personal experience with the church. I feel like so many people have. So many people have had bad experiences with churches. And that's why I think it's important to emphasize the concept of relationship with God without religion. Anyway, my point is right now that our consciousness is being expanded all over the world. I really believe that. But that's why the devil is pushing back. God is getting so much closer. God is so much more connected to so many people. And so many more people are finding God. And yeah, like it's, they're fighting back. So yeah, I'm telling you. Another thing I flipped to in the Bible, these are, it's like seriously, before I knew that I was going to do my episode on kingdom consciousness this week, I asked God, what should I do my podcast on? He said kingdom consciousness. And then I was like, well, what, like, what do you want me to, like, I don't know. Like, and I was like, show me something. And I opened the Bible and this is what I saw. Peter 3:8, be of the concept of being of one mind. So, oh wait, did I not write it out? I need to look it up now. Sorry, guys. Okay, so it says, this is in 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, all of you, be like one mind. Be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. So I really believe that as people who have a deep connection with God, we are sharing one mind and one consciousness. And I've noticed even at church, this is a funny thing, but do you notice at church when you're like really listening, people are like at the same time going, maybe that's just my church. But I find that like, I'm like, it's wild to me because it's literally like we have one mind. And I think the Holy Spirit is like connecting us. And we can also look at politics as an example of one mind and them trying to like take over your mind, because all of a sudden you can like get onto a different algorithm and see a totally different version of the truth. And so I just feel like, and obviously like God surpasses all of these things, but there are people that believe in Jesus and worship God and read the Bible, go to church, and they subscribe to religion. And I think there's like one that's like not necessarily the same plane as the people who are in this kingdom consciousness in deep relationship with God, because they maybe have that barricade or that structure, or they're just not fully connected yet. And I get stuck there too. Like I said, there are days that I'm just going through the motions, that I kind of feel like I'm putting up these rules. But, you know, we always have the ability, like God is always at the door waiting for us to open it. So Matthew 7:22 says, yeah, okay, hold on. I don't know why I put this here. Matthew 7:22, on that day, many will say to me, Lord, 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 did we not prophesy in your, oh, this is what I wanted to say. Right. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, 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 did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So basically, God is saying, like, when you get to heaven and you're trying to get in and you're like, but I did all the things. I went to church. I did this. I did that. And he'll be like, I don't even know. I don't know you. You never talked to me. Like you weren't in the consciousness. You were just doing the things. So I believe that to expand the consciousness, to get to this kingdom, A, we need to be reading the Bible. We need to be so hyperly aware of deception. We need to have discernment. You can pray for discernment. You can pray to expand your consciousness, and we need to be in deep relationship with God. John 15:4 says, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So remain in him, remain in the kingdom. Keep that conduit of consciousness connected. So, you know, obeying the commands, loving one another, don't sin. Like, this is why God doesn't want us to sin, is because we can't sin and have a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind. And we need a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind to be connected to that kingdom consciousness. We need to have a pure heart. We need to forgive. We need to have gratitude. We need to take any thoughts that are against God captive and get them out. We need to slay our demons. We need to keep our mind focused on God and scripture. We need to have a pure body. We need to be, honestly, you guys, fasting. He will find you when you are fasting. That door will swing open and you will see him when you are fasting. And God says in the Bible, he is the bread that will sustain you. And I'm telling you, if you are in the, and I've had both of these situations, if you are fasting and you are not in the kingdom and you're distracted and you're going through the motions and you're not in it with your full spirit, you will be hungry and grouchy and angry. If you are fasting and you are connected to kingdom consciousness and you are connected to God, and there's this conduit between you and your at that higher level of thinking and you're hearing it, like, you will not be hungry. It is actually wild. Another really important piece about having that pure body is your breath. I really believe, and thank you to Ali Levine for giving me this light bulb moment about the breath and the Holy Spirit being connected. The Holy Spirit cannot be in a body that is constricted and tight and not breathing. If you are wanting to be in the kingdom, you need to be taking deep breaths. You need to be peaceful. Your body needs to feel peaceful. Your posture has to be right. And I'm so bad at this, you guys. I'm literally hunching is my typical stance, but I do notice, like, you can't breathe when you're like hunched over like a little demon. So sit up. But anyway, pure heart, pure mind, pure body. Don't sin, obey the commands. But of course, everything in this world, the devil's trying to take authority over our minds, over our bodies, over our souls. So when you, I want to do a full episode on authority, because when you agree with what the devil tells you, you sign off on it and you stamp your approval on it. So the lies, the deception, the distractions, the envy, the fear that's in you that constricts your breath, the beliefs about who you are, the false identity, the victimhood, like when he's putting those things in your path and you sign off on them, then it's yours. Like, then you've taken it on, you've allowed him, you've given him a foothold to bring darkness in. But you have the authority to take that back. I already told you, we have the authority to slay the demons. We have the authority to do all those things. And I did a whole episode on slaying demons. You can go find that. But we need to take it back. We need to take it back. And that's the only way to be in that kingdom consciousness, that deep connection and a relationship with God. And I really feel like this is episode one of kingdom consciousness. It's going to go so much deeper. Like I said, I'm really going on this deep dive of my relationship with God. He's showing me so many things. And of course, I'm going to keep sharing them with you guys. I want to repeat the scripture because it's so good. John 15:4, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Stay in the kingdom. Stay connected to God. Every day, be in gratitude, be in love, be in joy, be in prayer, be in worship, be in communion. You know, love and forgive others. Don't buy into the deception that you are a victim. Take your authority back. Stop making rules up about who you need to be and how you need to be it, and focus on the infinite nature of God. Ask him to show you the infinite nature. Walk with him. Bring him on every journey. Like, let him shine his light in any darkness in your light and ask or in your life, and let him expand your mind. Like I said, when I was in that place of darkness the other day, I literally was like, show me what these things mean. Show me how these things are keeping me from you, and why, what are you allowing? What am I allowing? And what are you allowing? And what is it supposed to be showing me? And something else that really, like, another little revelation that I had, actually, I think I was on the treadmill as well, but darkness is just, it's not just about living in the shadows. It's also about not knowing. You know, when people say, oh, I'm in the dark, like, oh, I was kept in the dark on that. Like, you just didn't know. So being blind to the true nature of God. And so many people are still blind because they have a worldly structure around their beliefs about God and who he is. And the truth is, the only people who have the consciousness will have the ears to hear and the eyes to see. So if you're listening to this and you have no idea what I'm talking about and you're like, this is so new to me, I should have said this at the beginning. Disclaimer, if you're like, yeah, I don't understand this, like, this concept's new to me, I can't fathom how big God is, I don't know what that feeling is of being in the kingdom, pray for the wisdom. When Solomon prayed for the wisdom, he got blessed with abundance. He could have asked for anything. He asked for wisdom. And that's why he got blessed with such an amazing life, like the highest consciousness. And that's what God wants for all of us. And he wants us to want it. He wants us to want the consciousness because that's what we're here to do. We're here to expand the consciousness of the world. And we can't do that unless we expand our consciousness. And we can't do that unless we understand God and how big he is. And again, I just see this global expansion. Our minds are, you know, start questioning everything, you guys. If you've been following me since 2020, you know I question everything. But yeah, we're getting smarter, we're getting bigger, we're understanding our authority more. So jump on board, you guys. Enjoy the journey. Keep me in the loop. I love getting DMs from you guys. I'm still checking DMs. Like I said, I still log into Instagram here and there. So I'm checking DMs. I'm just not posting. And I have a little prayer audio. If you have not downloaded that yet, I'll put it into the show notes. So maybe if you're stuck on what to pray about, if you don't know where to start, sometimes it's just nice to have like a little guidance. And there is a part at the end of the little prayer audio that prompts you to talk to God, because that's what it's about. It's your prayer is not about me and how I'm telling you to pray. It is about your relationship with God. So I just want to help you get warmed up to having those conversations with him. So there will be a link in the show notes to download that prayer. Or if you go to BibleCurious.co, then you can find it there as well. I'm going to leave you guys with this, Ephesians 3:20. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work with us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. That is what the kingdom does. You are going to have so much more, feel so much more peace, accomplish so much more for God's will than you think. So break down the structures that you've created around them. Break down the beliefs that hold you back. Slay the demons that are holding you back and just get to know the infinite power of God. All right, guys. Love you.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.